it's the weekend and it's unlikely laughs. I've got Robbie O'Neill. I've got Lola Katz-Roberts and I've got Mike Kearney. Not because these people aren't good company. They're not the unlikely laughs. The only unlikely laughs I want to talk about are football teams who are having unlikely laughs. And Mike Kearney, I spent the whole summer with everyone I spoke to saying to me, you know what, Newcastle there, you never know. There was a bit of you'll never know. You never know chat around Newcastle. And now their end is singing Yassel, Ike and Boogie. In what looked like people having the time of their lives, all of a sudden, Newcastle, it looks like they took off tight shoes. To me, it looks like all the pressure of being Eddie Howe's Newcastle and all the pressure of having Guimaraes and all these other characters who are all demanding footballers, by the way, and all good footballers. They now just look like they're just enjoying themselves. And Saturday night, they got what they deserved and they look like a barrel of laughs doing it.
I suppose you could sort of compare it to the way PSG moved away from all the superstars to all the young, hungry kid footballers who just want to be good. And they've sold all their best players, Gordon, Tonali, Guimaraes, who sacked the season before. And then the manager goes basically on the eve of the season, like very late into pre-season. It wasn't like I made my mind up early July. I think he just got sick of them selling people on him. And he was a bit stale, maybe in terms of repeating the same messages and not really getting the same results, and they've sort of now found this new lease of life in, oh well, fuck it, we'll just have a go, and very much they have had a go. And I like the Nico Gonzalez sign and the ball he plays to Alanga. It's what we want to see from our lot, don't we? We want to see the, oh, this is good, we can get behind this, we've got this method. And I don't begrudge Newcastle fans, you know, as much as you can talk all about the ownership and so on, and they've had players sold where they thought they were building something, won the first trophy and thought they were kicking on. So if they have a laugh this season, it looks far better now, 4 points, nearly 6 points in, than what it did 3 or 4 weeks ago when it could have, you know, the you never knows. We're not just a, there was sense to you never know in a way. And then if they've just took the sense and thought, well, we'll turn this upside down and we do know.